If you have a Bible with you today, turn with us to Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 28, as our custom is, we stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God found in Matthew's Gospel. Chapter number 28 and verse number 1. If you're glad you're saved, say amen.
Amen.
If you're glad you come to church, say amen.
Amen.
Some of you's drug here, but don't worry, I won't preach long. Matthew 28, you may hear something help your life this morning. Amen. You may hear something better than bop, bop, bump, bump. And pants on the ground. And hat sideways. You may hear something to help you in your eternal world with God. Don't leave here without Jesus in your heart. In Matthew 28, verse number 1, the Bible said, in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene. Now, I'll say something about her shortly. And the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Verse 6, he's not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come see the place where the Lord lay. Verse 8, they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy and did run to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them saying, all hail! And they came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus unto them, be not afraid. And here's a word. Go tell my brethren, they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me. You may be seated this morning. Father, we love you. We thank you for this time together at your house today. God, you've been so good to us, and we thank you, and we praise you. Help us now in the preaching. I'm a needy preacher. I need your help this morning. God, would you deal in hearts like only you can deal in hearts? We'll be careful to honor you and thank you for it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Notice, if you would, in Matthew 28, verse 6, the Bible said, come see. And then in verse number 10, it says, go tell. I'd like to preach on this subject this morning. Come and see and go and tell. Come and see and go and tell. First of all, come see the place that the Lord laid. I don't know if you've noticed this, but look in Matthew 27 and 57. It's a very interesting verse that I found last night. Spoke volumes to my heart. Matthew 27, 57. When the evening was come, watch this. There came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. Laid it, watch this, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. There was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. Now notice this, Joseph was a rich man. Very few people that have things of this world want anything to do with Jesus. I've noticed the celebrities on TV, and they know very little about this Jesus. All through the pages of the Bible, God taught there was nothing wrong in having things, but it was wrong when things had us. And therefore we find that Joseph was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate and he begged the body of the Lord. And I love in verse 60, this man had taken a hammer and a chisel and he had dug out a dying place in the side of the wall. And he loved Jesus so much, watch this, he went and got him. Oh, and took him down to his dying place. And Jesus said, this dying place won't hold me. And he kicked the back out of the grave. And he walked out victorious. I come to tell you this morning, I'm glad the Lord Jesus took my dying place. I'm glad Joseph went and got him. I'm glad one day I went and got him by faith and took him to my dying place. And he moved in and brought life by the good grace of God. Just like some of you, you have dug your own grave. But our God, such a God of grace, if you'd go get Him this morning and bring Him down there, He'd bring life in your dying place. I'm glad I've got a God that's interested in me and my dying place. And I would advise you this morning, if you've got a plot picked out for your burial, go get Jesus and bring Him down there where it is and let Him move in. I'm glad He make our dying place our living place. Somebody told my wife, said, well, he's doing an ounce of weed a week. He's running with the wrong crowd. He wakes up and don't even know where he is. But I'm glad I had a little old wife that loved me and loved the Lord and went and got God and brought me down to my dying place. I'm glad He stepped in my life and no longer will the grave have a hold on me. Thank God my wife didn't throw me away, but she brought Jesus down to where my grave was and He moved in and no longer is it my dying place. Hallelujah. It's my living place now. Whoop, whoop. Hallelujah. I'm glad there was a God loved me enough to come to my dying place. Moved in to where I was. I'd done had it all dug out. Jesus said, I can fix your dying place. Just let me move in and I'll make it a living place. You may be here this morning, you've made a mess out of your life. And I had many times, but I come to tell you, I preach about a God that can do anything through His Son. There's not a home He can't put together. There's not one He can't save. There ain't a prayer He can't answer today. He loves us, and I'm glad that He brings life to our burial place. Everybody else said you ought to kick the dirt in on Ken Bowman. It ain't no help for him. Honey, I come to tell you, I'm glad. Oh, I'm glad Jesus got in on my burial. The Baptists done buried me and didn't want me. And they really didn't want me in their church. Just like many of you are. You might not wear good enough or drive good enough. But honey, I come to tell you, Jesus loves those sinners today. And He sent His Son to die in my place, in your place, and your burial place ain't got to be a dead place. It can be a living place. Hallelujah. It can be a living place this morning. Man, I got to thinking about Him digging that grave out in that mountainside. A lot of people said that they'd go in and spend countless hours on digging a dying place. My whole life I lived for 20 years cutting me out a dying place in this world. Had it all ironed out. Had all the friends and knew all the right lingo. Went to all the right hangout places. I was busy digging me a grave. Y'all look like you need some preaching back here this morning. And I'm glad that I went and got Jesus one day. And He come down into my bad place and I done had all picked out for my life. And He said, get out of here, boy. I'm going to take your place and bring life to your dying place. And when I accepted Him as my Lord and my Savior, no longer will I die. I'm going to live forever. Hallelujah. I'm glad that heaven will fix everything. But I'm glad that Jesus came into my dying place and brought life by the grace of God. One of the greatest days of Joseph's life, when he turned his burial place over to the Lord, is to come in and bring life into it. Some of you, you've buried your marriage. You went to every counselor under the sun. Some of you trying the pills and the weed and the booze. Some of you addicted on gambling and internet. You're addicted on everything. But let me tell you something. The greatest day of your life is be when you go get Jesus. Bring Him down to your dying place. Let Him move in and set up housekeeping in your heart. Boy, He'll make something new out of you this morning. You say, how you know He'll do that? Because He's done it for me. Now I love Him and I praise Him. Now come and see. Go and tell. Some of you will run out there today and say, did you hear that crying, screaming preacher? He's crazy. I'm glad I'm crazy this morning. I'm crazy about the Lord Jesus Christ. And this whole world's gone crazy. But I'm glad the Lord's got everything in check today. You see, come and see where the Lord laid. Number two, won't you come and see not only the place the Lord laid, but come and see the people the Lord loved. Mark 16. For sake of time this morning, you'll notice the first one that He appeared to was Mary Magdalene. Talking about the people that the Lord loved. Now, Mary Magdalene might not mean nothing to you. I heard some liberal polecat on TV this week said Mary Magdalene was the Lord's girlfriend. That's hogwash. Mary Magdalene was a woman that had seven devils in her. And the Lord met her and cast them all out. And she never was the same. Why do you want us to come and see the people the Lord loved? Because it may give you hope about you and about me. I'm glad God loves people that is way out in sin and can't get back themselves. But I come to tell you today, honey, there's a God that loves you and died for you, and He's coming to get His children, and you better be saved when He gets here. Mary Magdalene, I can just see every time Jesus stopped, she bumped into Him. Every time a song went off, she throwed her little hand up in her little hanky at. Reminded me, I was preaching down in Ranburn one week, about 25, 30 years ago. As a boy, you talking about, honey, you talking about a graveyard. It's twice dead pulled up by the roots. I couldn't even grunt loud. I was trying my best to preach. This little granny in the back, she reached in her pocketbook and she pulled out a white hanky and she started waving her little flag and it tore up the visitor's nerves. Everybody looked around like granny's gone crazy. She said, preach, boy, preach. I used to hear it 50 years ago. Keep on preaching. Keep on telling the story. Mary Magdalene loved the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, you'll think a lot of Him when He does a lot for you. I was on my way to hell. Right where you're headed without Jesus. And He walked in my life and saved me. And I mean saved the pudding out of me. The dope peddlers thought I got killed. I didn't show back up at their house no more. I'm going to tell you, Jesus will make a difference. The first one He appeared to in Mark 16 was Mary Magdalene that was possessed of 7 devils. I doubt if anybody would have wanted her in their church. She probably had a good reputation in the community of Bowden. Everybody knowed about Mary Magdalene, but one day she come and the Lord come by. And He not only done something for her, I come to tell you this morning, God's done something for everybody in this building. But hey, you ought to go by faith and let Him do something to you this morning. Boy, God saved her. Every time that sang, she'd shout. The ushers would come to her and say, "Don't you know this is a Baptist church and we're supposed to be reverent?" She said, "Well, I didn't read that in your Bible. I'm sorry, I just got saved. I didn't know y'all went by them kind of bylaws around here." She said, "You see, one day there's a man called Jesus come by. I'd done been with every man in that town. Everybody knowed me by name. You name it, I'd do it. You'd name it, I wanted to do it. But it's just something about that name. A name above every name. The name of all names. The Lord Jesus Christ that hung and died on a bloody cross for the sins of this whole world." So He went first to Mary Magdalene after He found her. You know what He told her? "Done my heart good. So won't you go tell Peter not only the place where the Lord laid, but I'm talking about the people the Lord loved. Mary Magdalene," He said, "now listen, girl, when you get back down there with her, I want you to tell Peter something." He said, "I want you to tell him that I love him and I got out of the tomb. And that failure ain't final. And some of you that don't attend much preaching, I want to tell you why he said Peter. Peter walked up to him real flamboyant and full of himself. And he said, 'Lord, I want you to know something. This whole crowd at Liberty may walk off this hill from you, but I'll be the last one standing down there.' And he turned and he said, 'Peter, I want you to know something about you.' He said, 'You look good on the surface.' He said, 'People really believe what you're saying, but I don't believe what you're saying because I know what's in your heart. And matter of fact, before the cock crows, you'll deny me 3 times. Peter said, "Not me, Lord." And he went out and they built the fire. And he got around the wrong fire. And they got the Lord in Pilate's hall. And a woman come up to Peter and said, "You sound like one of them." He said, no, I know not this man." You see, we all may think we're going to stand tall to Jesus till we're put on the spot. He got to camping out around the wrong fire, warming around the wrong fire, and he denied the Lord. And then the Bible said something else. You need to put in your Sunday school book. He began to curse and swear. I thought he was saved. I thought you was. Sure he is saved. But he is human. And it lets me know you better not trust the human in you. I better not trust the human in me. Peter, the Bible said, he went out and he wept bitterly. The Lord got up. One of the first ones was on his mind was Simon Peter. Isn't this amazing? This right here is absolutely amazing. God sent a message to this church Wednesday night. God's not just interested in crowds. God's interested in individuals. God let a young preacher boy get up here Wednesday night. And you wouldn't believe the volumes that God talked to me and my wife. I laughed and I told Renee, I said, "It does me good to think that a God that big would look down and see what little old me needs on a Wednesday night. I come to tell you, honey, it's a lot more than religion. It's a lot more than hierarchy. It's a relationship with the sovereign God that loves His children this morning. He's aware of where every one of us are. He knows what we're doing. He knows our hurts. He knows our failures. Next Sunday night, we're going to meet with the men at 5:30 about expanding this church. Taking this other wing out the east side like the west side. Now, I want to go and tell you something before I get in there and lead the meeting. This church, the reason that it grows, because it's not looking for perfect people. There's one that hung and died and He shed His blood for imperfect people. Honey, it don't matter to me what you wear as long as you're decent and covered up. If you hadn't got enough to wear, let us know. We'll buy you something to wear. If you hadn't got a Bible to look in, let us know. We'll buy you a Bible. Come to tell you, Jesus loves sinners. We better get some grace about us. As our church grows, there may be different colors. There may be different styles. But honey, at the end of the day, we're all going to meet God. Right dead level of rugged cross. And we must all be saved by the grace of God that day. Quit looking for perfect people. There's not any. Quit looking for the perfect family to go in the portfolio. There's no perfect families. We're all messed up. You hear me this morning? Don't you shake your little Baptist do-good head at this man. I've been at it too long. We're all messed up. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we'd all be in hell this morning. Hell would have been our home. But He loved us enough. He sent His Son. For people like Mary Magdalene and Simon Peter that would deny Him and curse Him. And isn't this amazing? He got Simon Peter up and brushed him off. The day of Pentecost stood up and preached and thousands are saved. Let me tell you, honey, failure's not final this morning. I'm glad I don't have religion. I'm glad I've got Jesus. He loves me. He loves you. Isn't that amazing? Somebody big as God. You ever thought about this when the preacher get up and preach? You thought he'd been at your house all week? You thought he'd been reading your personal diary? Well, the preacher was probably out of town. Didn't even know what you was doing. But you listen to me. Isn't this amazing about God? He sees us as individuals and sends us exactly what we need, exactly the time we need it. And I'll be honest with you, there's been times in 30 years I thought He was late. But He's never been late. And He's never been unkind. And God will let things hurt you. But He won't let it harm you. I'm better this morning because I'm a broken man. I'm better because I'm a hurting man. I'm better because I've been discouraged. Somebody preached Sunday night, I've heard this hogwash, too blessed to be depressed. They ain't never live with me for a while. Blessing has nothing to do with depressing. Days one come to take care of your depression. My depression. I'm glad He loves us as individuals. Come and see the place where the Lord laid. Come see the people the Lord loved. Weren't you glad He loved you? Don't worry, it's just 3 to 12. Y'all ain't going to get through that red light and bow no how. Somebody needs to call the DOT. Tell them 12 to 12:30 it needs to stay greener longer. Don't take rocket science to figure out. People get out of church. Come see.
Miss Sherry. Brother Tim, or whatever you want to do. I'm about done preaching. Come see the place where the Lord laid. Oh, Joseph. I wonder, is anybody like Joseph? You've done dug you out a dying place in your life. I mean, you've been working a long time on what you're doing. And all it's doing is bringing death to you, not life. It'd be a blessing if you'd go get the Lord this morning. Take Him down there in that dying place where you're dying. Inside you're dying. People on the pew, they think everything's good, but inside of you, you're dying. The Lord will come crawl in that dying place. He'll bring life to it. He said, He's not here. He's risen. Oh, I'm glad He's brought life to me. That's the place that the Lord laid. The people the Lord loved. I'm glad He loves people. I looked at these little young'uns up here this morning, and I got to thinking, not near one of them could drive. I appreciate a mom and dad that bring them to the house of God, an old-time church. They could hear old-time preaching and old-time singing. God said He chose the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Not entertainment. Whoever tried to teach you church was about entertainment. It's about hearing about the good news of the Lord Jesus, bringing our cares and burdens unto Him because He cares for you. Why don't you get real with God this morning? Make your way down to an old-fashioned altar. Call upon Him. Ask Him to help you in your dying place. You're dying inside. Your marriage is dying. Your job's dying. Your life's dying. People the Lord loves. I'm glad He loves people. Know why some of y'all look at so strange at a man that preach on Easter? I'm a preacher. I ain't a politician. I'm a preacher. It's nothing the Lord can't do. The people the Lord loves. You look around here this morning. I want you to turn around. I want you to look. The Lord loves everybody in this building. You say, why you say that, Brother Ken? Because He died for everybody in this building. But I won't close with this. Come see the place the Lord laid. Come see the people the Lord loves. But come see the promise the Lord left. He said, I'm coming back. That's not changed. The Lord's coming back. The Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. But the voice, the trump, dead in Christ are going to get up first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Preacher, who's that going up? Those that are saved by the grace of God. Well, tell me this, preacher. I've never heard much preaching. What's saved mean? It means rescued. And the only way you can be rescued is through Jesus. Not through a hierarchy. Not through sacraments. Not through works. Not through giving your money. We can only be saved by the grace of God. We must put our faith in His Son. There's one way to the gate. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. You'd ask this world all opinions. They'd give you several ways to get to heaven. This Bible said it's one way. By grace through faith in His Son. You must believe in your heart that He died for you and He took your place. And if you wanted to be your Savior and trust Him by faith, you could have that this morning. Some of you know what you ought to do. You ought to realize in a church like this, it's no big ones, no little ones.
If you got hurts in your heart and you need some help, you can't get it sitting where you are. Come and ask Him for it. Joseph went and got him and took him to his dying place. What you need this morning? Man, I'm so glad you're here. But if you can't get some help, you've wasted gas to get down here. What you need this morning, brother?